there's two sides to this. Like, on one side, he's obviously being a yutz again and attacking a black athlete. And then there's the flip side of it where I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to address it because this is clearly an attempt to distract from real issues. So how do we handle situations like this?
It's not a yutz issue, guys. It's racist. And I think that all media outlets should do their best to just flat out call it what it was. And this is the summer of hate campaign that's going on by this president, and feels as if the fertile ground for a culture war is sports. There's nothing going on in the field, so let's talk about what's going on in the field off the field. And that seems to be what's happening here with this president, who's now in a losing campaign, and feeling the way to revive that is to maybe go back to his greatest hits, how he got into office, but being even more blatant about it. The issue is that it was, first, it was incorrect. It was ignorant. You expect that the leader of the free world would get his facts straight in basically asking Bubba Wallace to apologize. Now, Bubba Wallace, you know, he released a statement today and said he needed to respond in love. Really, really great statement he put out there. Very classy by him. But him to attack Bubba Wallace, when Bubba Wallace did not find the noose, it was determined to be a real noose, not some slip knot. And it was found by NASCAR and reported by NASCAR. And it was their it was an investigation that had nothing to do directly with what Bubba Wallace did, any actions that he took. And the sport itself said, hey, listen, this happened at a really critical time in our country, and we're going to take steps to make sure, even if this wasn't some sort of nuisance to you, we want to make sure that we want to cover our bases and say no more is this. The culture of this sport will be grounded in a secret place for bigots to come hang out and fly their flags, so they get rid of the Confederate flag. Now, it was already banned in the sport, but it wasn't being enforced in the sport. And so they decided to be able to do that. And I think the president, in attempting to use his language, was first incorrect. And then secondly, to address something that NASCAR did a marvelous job at handling as a sport.
Xavier Pope is up on Cofield and Company here on a Monday, reacting to President Trump going after Bubba Wallace. What does Bubba Wallace do from here? He had a short tweet, sent that out a little while ago. Does he go back on news programs? Again, I'm guessing you would say, yeah, you have to fire back on this. You can't just ignore stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Bubba Wallace is facing a tremendous amount of pressure, guys, because he didn't ask for this. He didn't ask for the president to attack him. He didn't ask for right-wing media to be calling him Bubba Smollett, as if he orchestrated this hoax. He did nothing at all. And so, yes, he probably will get on, do some news programs, but he's probably going to take the high road. I do think that that's something important for him, is to maintain his sense of, hey, I didn't do anything. I'm here to race. I want to do the best I can to represent my sport. And I think that you see right away some of the Jimmy Johnson immediately tweeted support of him. I think if the sport comes and supports him in mass like they did and continually showing that, just like NASCAR released a statement supporting him, I think he'll be okay. I think the sport has done far more than we expected this sport to do, Frank, guys. And they've done better than the NFL. They've done better than every sport you could think of in terms of this time, and I think that as long as he has the sport behind him, he'll be okay.
When you look at this, right, because the one thing that I think it gets lost on people, Xavier, when you're looking at this, like, people keep coming out and saying it's a hoax, right? And they yeah. shouldn't have jumped to conclusions. But I don't think people understand, like, you don't get the benefit of the doubt when there's such a rich and thick history of racial divide and the things that black Americans have gone through. Like, you don't get the benefit of the doubt. Each one of these instances has to be handled seriously.
Yeah, that's right, gentlemen. You have to be able to investigate these issues, and that's what NASCAR did. I think the hoax element is it's not about really the benefit of the doubt. I've heard this brilliantly spoken about the benefit of the doubt by Bomani Jones, ESPN. It's not just the benefit of the doubt. It's the benefit of the doubt is always paid in terms of let's look and see, let's go search after the facts and all these different things. That's what NASCAR did. NASCAR came out and supported him. They didn't point the finger at anyone. Do we know any individual that was targeted as a result of this? No, there isn't. And so you have to be able to take in consideration. Say this was an incident involving some other type of terrible situation. NASCAR would have also investigated that as well. They did their job. And based on all the historical treatment in terms of how that sport is not even a welcoming space, because I've never wanted to go to a NASCAR race, to be honest with you, because I thought that was a place that braced, that bigots went and congregated. This was, and it had nothing to do with racing at all. Most people think, if you ask any African-American, what do you think NASCAR represents? No one's going to talk about the cars. And so if you have to be able to change the culture of your sport to be more welcoming, and once you do that, then yes, you do get the benefit of the doubt.